As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. And then Paul talks about his hardships. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots. This is pretty rough. In hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand, in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine, yet regarded as impostors, known, yet regarded as unknown, dying, and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. How many of you guys have had trouble this week? Some of us have had trouble. Paul was concerned with not having, putting a stumbling block in front of people's path. And he was willing to endure trouble to do that. And a couple places that my mind has been drawn, and especially this morning as we look at least the adult classes are looking at the book of Esther and what happened. Troubles have a potential to draw us to the Lord if we let him. And our trouble isn't a sign that God is against us. Looking at Paul here, the apostle, he had lots of trouble. And it wasn't a sign that God was against him. And I think sometimes I can misrepresent the gospel when I present salvation as an escape from trouble. I think one thing that God, even Jesus, didn't escape trouble when he came. And in our trouble, we're not alone because Christ knows what it's like to have trouble. Knowing God didn't save Paul from trouble, probably created more for him. And I think it can do that for us. And looking at Esther's life, trouble created opportunities for faith for the Jews and for Esther. And looking at what they did and when trouble came to them. What does your trouble do? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we can look at your word and look at real people with real trouble and take some examples from them. And Lord, I pray that our trouble would draw us to you, a trouble that comes that we don't have anything, no idea about. And even past trouble, I pray that it would draw us to you, Lord, because you're one who's acquainted with trouble and you represent us to the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for this morning. draw our minds to you, Lord, as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen.